Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Clips of the Week. And Andy, do you want to kick us off this afternoon?
Yes, I'd love to, with Gary Scott with the travel.
A lane's closed northbound from Junction 14 to Central Milton Keynes, going towards Northampton at Junction 15. In Northamptonshire, a toaster on the A43.
That's not much of a problem, is it? Can't just somebody just... can't weigh a couple of pounds, isn't it? Just got to move it off. Unless it's one of those big industrial ones like that on dinner ladies. I don't know. What a huge one.
Didn't expect that to pop up. There you go.
You've set the tone, definitely. This is Alan Brazil on Breakfast Now, who appears to have found religion.
You imagine Son was to go to either Barcelona or Real Madrid. You imagine if they lost Son. I think we're underestimating. We keep talking about Harry.
Harry. He's going to be walking down Oxford Street in his finger symbols of all of his mates. Yeah, Harry, indeed.
He's got the hairstyle.
He has.
Anyway, it's Mark Saggers now on the warm-up.
Sags, how are you?
Well, I'm very well, actually. You waffling on there and Charlie forgetting which striker wasn't playing for Leicester City gave me time to manoeuvre my down-under crew.
Well, we've all had to do that, boys, at some stage, haven't we, really?
Yeah, I had that problem in Russia with those
pants. You did. It was those cheap underpants you bought that you took all around Russia. The manoeuvring of the down-under crew. This is DJ Spoonie guesting on Johnny Owens and Friends.
The analogy that I use is when you look at a beautiful brick wall, if you ever look at a beautiful brick wall.
You know what? Before last March, I probably would have said no, but that's a good night out for me now. So, Spoonie, I know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
Now, look, Andy, I should say this pandemic period is dragging on a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But we do think Goffey is pushing it a bit here, don't we, on Drive?
You danced to that, did you?
No, I used to. When we first started picking songs, when 2020 first started, way back in 2003...
It does feel like that, though, doesn't it?
It does, really.
It does feel like 2020 did start in 2003.
It's Fisherman's Blues now. And Nigel kicking off another fine show.
I hope you've had a great week under the COVID circumstances, stayed safe, and that perhaps you've even managed to get out for a spot of dangling somewhere locally.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't think you are.
A bit cold as well, wasn't it?
Who's had a great week? No one's had a great week, Nigel.
Spot of dangling. That'd be a great week for me.
Probably would be, and looking at a brick wall.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you want to do the next one? Go on, why don't you?
Okay, this is Trevor Sinclair talking United.
I think there was a little bit of not enough respect given to Sheffield United from the start. I think so. That comes from the technical area.
They got an octopus on the bench. Goalkeeping coach.
It's a few squid on that bench.
Oh, what with that and the one you started with, mate? It's like the birthday spreads back.
Of course.
Time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week. It's Dan phoning the sports bar.
Danny?
Dan!
Dan! Always Dan.
Hello? Dan!
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's his girlfriend, and I think he's giving you the wrong number.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
Bit of luck, the wrong number was the girlfriend's number, though. What are the odds on that? Yeah,
exactly. And is it me or is it you? No, it's me.
No, it's you, Andy.
That's right. And we didn't realise quite how much Laura Woods dislikes the Jim White Show.
Jim White is back alongside former Manchester City winger Trevor Sinclair, and his sidekick joins us as well. Simon Jordan, that's all from 10 o'clock on TalkSport this morning. Don't listen.
Oh, okay. Meow. Not messing about. Don't listen, no. She says. She meant, of course, don't forget to listen.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
There was tension in the air as Alan Brazil and Ray Parler presided over a big competition to win a car on Breakfast.
Ray, there we go. Ray. It's number one.
Number one.
Number one.
So who is number one? It's a Chelsea fan.
Oh, he needs...
Is there only one Chelsea fan? So that's Neil out. It's a Chelsea fan. Is there one or two Chelsea fans?
There's two
fans
Chelsea
left?
Fans.
There's two Chelsea fans. Who has won the VWT Cross? Come on, Neil. Come on, Ray.
What? I've just said one.
Who is it?
Beautifully handled.
Neil and Ray have got very... Who actually
Who's
won?
Neil? He wants Neil Warnock to draw the number. I love number one me, Alan.
It's
incredible. Come on, Ray.
Doesn't even know he's won. Still doesn't
Poor
know.
Poor bloke. He hasn't got his car. He probably rung off thinking he hadn't won.
Anyway, it's back to Fisherman's Blues. And Nigel with an interesting fact.
I once wrote a piece on lure fishing for the Sunday Times, and half of the lures sold in the world are Rapalas.
Half the lures sold in the world are Rapalas?
I didn't know that.
Doesn't it? Yeah, I've got, definitely, I've got half the lures in the world. The other half belong to Patrick Vieira. You could see Ray doing it on Breakfast. Yeah, definitely. This is, I take it Rapalas a fish, isn't it, Andy? I mean, I guess.
No, I think it's a type of lure. I think it's...
Oh, it's a type of lure. Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. All right, fair enough, yeah. I wasn't keeping up. Yeah, I should be paying more attention to Fisherman's Blues. This is Mickey Gray on the Sports Bar Northern Quarter.
I don't know if he's going to play them. I don't know what Cyclops going to play.
Cyclops? Who's Cyclops? I'll keep an eye out for him. Oh,
of course you will. Thank you.
Yeah.
You thought mine were bad.
I think he said the Cyclops going to... I thought I heard yes. Cyclops.
I know.
Yes.
Yes. And here's Sam Matterface commentating on Liverpool Spurs last night.
It'll probably be forgotten in the fullness of time because of the victory that Liverpool looked to almost certainly be waging on Tottenham. But Højbjerg's crack was a special sight.
Well, that was certainly the only good thing I took away from it.
Oh, very much so.
There was very little to cheer about apart from that, from my point of view, to be honest.
Yes.
And we wondered whether this call at the Fisherman's Blues might have shown just a touch more imagination as Nigel posed this question.
If you could only fish for one species, what would it be?
Tench.
Oh, love it. Yeah, good shout that. Yeah. Have you got tench in your lakes?
We got tench.
Got tench in his lakes. I mean, he could have said anything. He could have said bluefin tuna, barracuda, even a great white. But marlin, yeah, because all the exotic fish, like 10 fish to catch before you die, tench, and you got them in your lake.
Well,
anyway.
Done. Yes. And finally, it's Pep Guardiola chatting about Sam Allardyce.
Sam Allardyce is a genius to take these teams when everybody believes it's over and get results. And what happened once, twice, three times.
Oh, of course, as you can imagine, that did allow us to get the city manager to sing us out this week.
You once, twice, three times.
Beautiful. Pep Guardiola and the Commodores, they said it wouldn't happen. So thank you to everybody who suggested clips this week. Jordan Whale, Alan Jenkins, Justin Bird, Jeff Coe, Bob from Arbroath, Joe Fashuren, Clayton Buckland, Belton Braces, Marco Berti, Superfly Guy, WG Dickens, Tom Gale, Paul Geary, Roger in Durham, Chris Porch, Hugo Butler and James Fielden.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.